Hi, are you still there? Hi, I'm still looking for it. They hide it even from us sometimes. Oh, wait, basic Wi-Fi notif information. There we go. That's the basic one. Where do you? There we go. Okay, I'm going to go and look through all of this real quick. This should help me with a little bit of information. Oh, that's just the basic terminology. Oh, networking. There we go. I think it's the networking one I need. Okay, let me see if I can do this by pulling up. Sorry, I'm just trying to make sure that I'm going to the right information because it's just like, oh yeah, we're going to tell you how to go here, there, everywhere, and then not give you the full details. So on your home pass, do you see a spot labeled network?
View network.
There should be a section called settings.
I don't see anything called settings.
I'm pulling up.
Oh,
I'm
wait.
actually.
The hamburger menu has menu and settings.
Yep, go to menu and settings.
Okay.
Do you see something on there called network? I actually pulled up the actual guide for how to set it up because this way I can actually see like the visual representation as well.
I don't see anything on the screen that says network.
Sorry, give me one second. Sorry, like I said, it's like we have everything at our fingertips, but sometimes it's just like, how do I find it? Sorry about that. It's like I thought I had it somewhere. I'm pretty sure I did on my work PC, but it's just like, yeah, we reset everything and just, we just got rid of everything that wasn't, company specific from your work PC. I'm like, gotta love it when the work does that. There we go. Okay, here we go. So click on menu in settings, then go to adapt.
Okay.
All
Got
right.
it.
So you should see, go to advanced settings real quick for me. And what do you see in advanced settings?
New IP reservation, networking mode, LAN IP subnet, DNS, UPnP.
Okay, it's not in that one. So yeah, we don't want to activate any of those ones. Okay. So I for the Wi-Fi it's 'cause I don't have the app on my phone and it won't allow me to use the system. Let me see if I actually get it on my phone, if it'll actually allow me to help you navigate a little bit better. Sometimes actually getting the product helps the customer, right? So I'm getting this set up so I can try to help customers a little bit better. So there we go. So this should be able to help me navigate a little bit. Okay, it's not going to let me do anything until, unless I have like one of your devices, and I'm not on RShop Fiber network, sadly. So you said your iPhone 16 is currently in the mail, correct?
Yes.
All right. So I know it's a little bit hard to say it. It's I know. The biggest issue going on right now is the connectivity to your service right now. It is the speeds are slower than what you're expecting because you're not seeing anything on our Wi-Fi 6, which will give you those super, super fast speeds.
Okay.
I know it sounds weird and everything, but Wi-Fi 5, I think it's, let me see what the max throughput on Wi-Fi 5 is. And this could be the reason why you're seeing, you know, why you're seeing that. It looks like for most Wi-Fi 5 connections, which are on the 802.11ac connections, it looks like the average speed it typically operates around is about 200 megabytes. So you seeing 500 is actually faster than what the average is. It can process faster, but it also is dependent on the number of devices connected to the services at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So from what I'm seeing for on our side is right now you do have currently have 15 devices connected to your service. So that could be part of the reason. And it sounds weird, but the more devices that connect to a service, the slower the overall speed is for everything. It sounds mm-hmm. weird, but it's like if you're going down the freeway and you encounter a traffic jam, there's a lot of cars trying to get to one place and only so much room to go. So
yeah,
is the best way to describe it. And it's the same way on the different, you know, bandwidths that your Wi-Fi operates at, the 2.4 and the 5 and the 6. Think of the 2.4 as you're going down a county highway. The 5 is you're going down like one of the I-9s or something. And then if you're on the Wi-Fi 6, you're on a super highway like the Autobahn, where everything's moving. It's always going. So essentially, that's kind of where we're at right now. It is just the connectivity of the device. I know probably not everything you want to be hearing being like, well, why is my speed not different? It's a connectivity issue. It's just the way your devices are communicating with our modem. So,
I guess in summary, like, can any of my devices move to the 6 thing, 6, whatever you said, and how?
So I know your iPhone 14 currently can. Let me see. So our devices are automatically enabled for Wi-Fi 6. So that's not something you need to worry about on, you know, our side, because everything looks like everything was installed properly and it just automatically went. So that's good news. So you don't have to worry about doing anything. It says on your iPhone, to connect an iPhone to Wi-Fi 6E network, you can go to your settings, go to Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
It says tap the name of the Wi-Fi 6E network you're connected to, which I believe everything is set to automatic. So it's trying to automatically steer to like a 5 gigahertz, but you can actually tell your iPhone that you want to go to Wi-Fi 6. So on your iPhone for your in settings, do you see a button that says Wi-Fi 6E mode?
Not under Wi-Fi, no.
Oh, that would be why. I just looked it up. The iPhone 14 doesn't support why does Apple say one thing and then other places don't? Apparently, the 14 doesn't support 6.
Okay.
That sucks. I know the 15 and the 16 do, so when you get your new 16 in, it should actually automatically connect to the Wi-Fi 6 as soon as you log in.
Okay, so then my issue is the main things I'm concerned about is my laptop, and since that's a 2019, that can't connect either.
So
there's no way to make the only way to make this any faster is if we put in hardwired connections.
So you can, I know it sounds like I don't want to advise you of spending more money, but it's something that you may need to do. You can actually buy a Wi-Fi 6 adapter at like Walmart off of Amazon. And what it'll do is it'll detect the Wi-Fi networking and automatically connect you to Wi-Fi 6. So your laptop, because it is a 2019 version, Wi-Fi 6 came out like 2 years ago or so. So like 2022, 2021. So it's fairly new. and you're just looking for, it's literally going to be like a little tiny Wi-Fi dongle that you can plug into your laptop, and you're going to look, do you have pen and paper handy so you can write this down?
Yeah.
So you're going to look for a Wi-Fi adapter that supports 802.11ax.
Okay.
And once you get that, you'll be able to actually connect directly to, you'll be able to directly connect that into your laptop, which will then, you'll see your speed go from, we were sitting at what, right around 500 up, 500 down. You'll see those jump to anywhere from 850 to 1,000 megabytes up and down both ways.
Where does that adapter connect? Does it connect to the router or to my laptop?
That'll connect to your laptop. It literally will just plug into a USB port.
Okay.
So, and again, as I said, I'm not trying to advise you to, go out and buy anything, but from the sounds of it, that's at this point, because most of your devices don't sound like they do support. Everything I've seen, your TV should support it, but that's something you'd have to bring up with the actual manufacturer. So you'd have to contact Toshiba and say, I have a Wi-Fi 6 enabled router. How do I connect my TV to that? They should be able to give you details and a bit more specific information on how to connect your TV, especially since you're saying you're seeing a little bit of stuttering. I would consider contacting them in order to find out how to properly connect your TV to that Wi-Fi 6, or if it's even possible, because again, it's one of those, does it connect? I don't know. There's conflicting information online.
Okay.
So, but for your laptop, do you know, for the one you sent out to get repaired, do you know what year that one is?
That's also a 2019.
Okay. So yeah, getting that little dongle will help you across the board, because you'll be able to use it on your actual laptop when it comes back in, and you have to send the other one back.
Okay.
So that's probably going to be your best option, especially since you're using your laptop, your MacBook for work. It's probably going to be the best option there, is to get this little tiny dongle, like I can real quickly just to give you an idea. Like off of Amazon, you can find like little tiny Wi-Fi dongles that are 802.11x, which means it's 802.11ax. I'm looking real quick to see if there's, maybe look and see which ones have the USB connectivity. This way you don't have to be like, how does it connect? It looks like for a lot of those, you can actually, there's actually looks like there's one on there that starts at about $9 and looks like they go up a little bit from there. You could also try looking at Walmart if necessary. They might actually have something that's a little bit quicker to find, but Amazon, you're probably going to find something that's a little bit less, you know, it's going to be a little bit easier on the wallet if you have to do so. Okay. So, and that's legitimately going to be your best option in order to get those speeds. Because I know Wi-Fi 6 can actually handle directly up to 1800 megabytes per second. So you should be able to get full speed with one of those adapters.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much for your help today.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you for being an Arch Top Fiber customer. Hopefully this helps solve your issue.
Thanks. Take care.
You too. Bye.